Hi, this is Alan Carrington from the Centre of Learning and Professional Development at the University of Adelaide, and I'm at ERGA, a conference held at the University of Adelaide on a yearly basis. I'm with Katrina Faulkner from the School of Computer Sciences, and Katrina and a couple of colleagues just presented a fascinating presentation on integrating communication skills within a discipline. Katrina, there's a cat. Is cat okay?
Yeah.
Tell me, when you talk about communication, what do you mean?
Well, what we're talking about is students being able to develop their writing and oral communication skills, but within a discipline, so they know how to use the language of the discipline, they know how
the jargon.
Yes. They know how to model the professional activities, so they know how to write the reports, the software documentation, things like that.
What part of it is oral and what part of it is written? It sounds like writing is got to be the sort of the centrepiece of this.
Writing is key, but computer science professionals have to learn to talk to clients. They have to learn how to explain software. They have to learn how to ask clients for information so they know what to build in the first place.
Yep.
So, and they need to be able to present their work in formal presentations to clients. And
how did you go about conducting the study, so to speak? Well, tell us about how it works.
Well, the paper or the presentation we just did was on the design of the course.
Yep.
So we looked at a couple of different methodologies for designing the course, including writing across the curriculum, which is where you have communication skills activities in every single course that you teach. But what we were talking about here was a particular cohort of students who start at level two, so they have to do a quick catch-up. So we're looking at an intensive way of doing writing across the curriculum.
Right. Okay, and tell us about the outcomes. What did you? What have you learned?
Oh well, basically this is a fantastic thing to do. I don't think it was under any question that writing is a useful skill for students to learn. and developing their writing skills is definitely a useful active learning approach in developing their other skills, because it enables them to think about their other skills. It enables them to get a better understanding of the discipline concepts.
I heard reflective journaling or reflective blogging mentioned. How did that work?
Oh, the reflective journaling, they basically had a blog. They were required to write into that blog every week about their learning and how their studies were going. And it was a very informal activity. Only a small amount of assessment was associated with it, which was really just about can you actually think about your learning. But it really enabled them to do self-assessment, to think about what they were learning, how their courses were going, and give us feedback on whether things we were doing were working.
Did you notice a change in student behaviour, student outcomes? You got any feedback from the students to date?
The students, and particularly through their blogs, they gave us a lot of feedback.
Right.
But also in emails and in discussions, they really developed their skills. Not only did they improve their communication skills, their ability to write and understanding of presentations and reports, but their understanding of the discipline content was really improved. And we saw that reflected in the discipline courses that we integrated with.
Now, let me get this right. You were concentrating on communication,
mm-hmm.
but one of the outcomes was an improvement in the discipline?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
So,
okay.
And that's well known. So we weren't questioning that. We knew it would work. It was just really a matter of can we do this well for this particular cohort.
What do you want to say to teachers in other disciplines and teachers for the future about what to do about this?
Well, I think if there's like a take-home message from what we've been doing.
That's good.
This particular cohort was an articulation cohort, and the future of the Australian tertiary sector is going to be dealing with students articulating from TAFE, articulating from other universities, international
right.
students.
Yep.
So we can't rely upon whole-of-program approaches to teaching communication skills. We have to have ways of giving intensive exposure and catch-up courses for these kinds of students to let them know how the university sector works and what the assessment criteria and the communication skills levels are.
Do you think it's more work for the teachers?
We didn't find it too much more work. I mean, that was a lot because we were using a lot of self-assessment and peer assessment.
Yep.
And the students really liked that because they actually understood things more. So getting the students involved in this in the assessment can help that.
Any downfall, any problems?
Well, it's another 3 units out of your program that you have to take up, which
yes.
is always... But the benefits were good. So the other side of this... is that with the communication skills course, we also had a parallel teaching of the discipline courses, so the students were on their own. They were embedded in the big cohort, so that's a big cost.
Terrific. I've been talking with Katrina Faulkner from the School of Computer Sciences here at the University. It's been really exciting, and thank you, Katrina.